Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning. That used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of Gregory Stories. That's right, Gregory Stories is an internet radio show that broadcasts
all around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So we're available for everybody to pull up and listen to our show on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday when we're broadcasting live on 7 continents. So I want to welcome you to Gregory's Story. Today, we have a real interesting story I'm going to tell you. But first off, let's talk about the weather. What is the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's 105 degrees. The sun is out, the skies are blue, and there's no wind blowing at all. It's just hot. That's right, it's just real hot out here in Las Vegas. So this is a good day to be in the pool so you can cool off or be somewhere under a shade tree so you can cool off. Because it's hot out here, people. We're in the desert and we're experiencing the heat. So it's hot. And this is a good time of year to come to Vegas so that you can enjoy the entertainment on the strip all over Las Vegas. The acts are coming and they're registering for their residencies at all the casinos in Las Vegas. So it's time is rising and coming and available for you to get ready to enjoy your summer. All right, we got the water slides going and all the kids are going to the water slides because school is out. And the casinos got everybody going to the swimming pools because the casinos are opening the doors to all of their guests. So everybody's playing in the water, trying to stay cool from the weather. That's right. It's hot, but it's still beautiful in Las Vegas. And it's definitely the place to be so that you can enjoy your summertime right here in Utah, in the land of the entertainment capital of the world. Las Vegas, it's the adult playground, but we have activities for kids too. So bring the whole family and enjoy yourself. All right, DJ Papa D, play some more songs, drop another comedy spot, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends. And he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Things are happening fast. All I have to hold on to is a
people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? Is it hot? Yes, it's very hot. But I want to tell you a story that happened to me about 3 summers ago. I was walking down the street collecting cans at all the dumpsters at all the apartment complexes I was passing. And I was going down Las Vegas Boulevard. I was going to Northtown. So I was passing all of the dumpsters in North Las Vegas. And I had big trash cans, big hefty bags that I was dumping the aluminum cans out of the dumpsters. And I was smashing them and then putting them in my hefty bag. And I was moving from dumpster to dumpster, from a trash can to trash can. And I had worked my way all the way up to North Las Vegas to the speedway where the racetrack is, where they have races at a racetrack, where the cars go 200 miles an hour around the track. And I walked up there, and I had like 4 big bags of trash. And I was walking around the track collecting cans. And I would stop, and I would look at the cars as they were rumbling, rambling up and down on the track, round and round in circles. And I was enjoying the sight. And I went from trash can to trash can while I was watching the cars running around and around on the track. And I got to about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening. And I was walking around, and it was hot. It was like 110 degrees. It was hot outside. And I was walking around, and I was like, oh, I'm thirsty. I need a drink. So I walked by these people that were tailgate partying at the back of the track. And I walked up to them, and I asked if anybody had any water. And they said, we don't drink water. We drink beer. And I was like, well, that's okay with me. I can drink beer, too. Do you have any beer? And they gave me a couple of cans of beer. So I was sitting down by the track, and I was drinking the beer. And I was watching the cans. The cars go around and around and around on the track. And I had a good time. I was watching the cars go by, and then I got up, and I started working my way back toward the other end of Las Vegas so I could go back to my camp. And I was walking, and I walked on Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm still in Northtown because I'm still by the train, by the racetrack. And I decided I was going to get on the bus. And the bus came, and I loaded on the bus with my 4 big bags of aluminum cans. And the bus driver told me I couldn't ride with my aluminum can. And I said, why not? I'm not making a mess. And he said, look at these bags. You're dripping stuff all over my floor. And I looked. I said, oh, that's not bad. That's just a little extra water from somebody that had put water in their aluminum can. So it's not a mess. In fact, I'll clean it up for you if you let me ride. So he said, all right, I'll let you ride. But you're going to have to clean up this water on the floor before you get off my bus. And I said, yeah, okay, I can do that. And he gave me a ride. And I rode like about 6 miles on the bus. And then he got to the point where he said, okay, you got to go. And I'm like, but I ain't where I'm trying to get to. And he said, well, tough, this is as far as you go on the bus with all of those aluminum cans. And I said, man. And I looked over and I saw this truck that was collecting aluminum cans. And I told the bus driver, all right, let me off. So he let me off. And I walked down the street and I started whistling for this truck. And the truck stopped, and I said, hey, man, do you want to buy some aluminum cans? And he said, yeah. And he pulled his truck over, and he pulled out his scale, and he set his scale on the ground, and he started weighing my bags. And each bag I had was like 30 pounds. So I got $1 a pound, so I got $30 for each bag that I had. And on this particular day, I had 4 bags, so I got $30 per bag. And so I ended up with $120. So I got off the bus, and the man said, hey, are you going to clean my bus? And I said, man, I'm not cleaning nothing. I'm out of here. With the quickness and the swiftest move I could make, I was bouncing down the street with my $120 in my pocket. And I wasn't even thinking about that bus driver no more. I just kept it moving. And he was like, hey, are you coming back to clean my bus? And I said, yeah, you wait on me to come back, and I'll clean your bus if you can catch up with me. And I bounced down the street. And the driver said, okay, next time I see you, I won't give you a ride. And I said, well, thank you very much for your ride anyway, driver. It was nice riding with you. And I got to see the races for free. I made $120 in aluminum cans, and I went on my way. And I got back to my camp, and I said, ooh-wee, what's up, people? I got some money. Let's buy some beer and get drunk. And we drank for about 3 hours, and it was good because I was sitting in my tent, and I was drinking beer, and I was laughing because the bus driver really thought I was going to clean his bus. Yeah, next time, buddy. Not this time. Next time you catch me, I may clean your bus. But not today. And that's the end of my story today. I got plenty of beer, made plenty of money, and went on my way. And I was a happy camper that day, $120. And I ate at Jack in the Box. That's right. I went to Jack in the Box and ate a jumbo jack with cheese. I ate french fries, and I had 2 beers because they had a store next to Jack in the Box. So I bought 2 beers, and then I sat in the dining room at Jack in the Box and drank my beers. Yep, it was a good day. Yes, I had a great day. And I made some money, and I sang some songs, and I was happy. Yep, that was a good day in Las Vegas. Boy, I'm telling you, I made $120 collecting aluminum cans. Boy, money is available everywhere you go in Vegas. Yep, it was a good day. All right, DJ Papa D, play the music and let's party. Woo! So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle, and my best friend got a new bicycle too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock, and I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in, and we had mass, and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the 5th grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Fingers start shaking.
in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me and putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base
And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop. And our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball. And now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com.
Okay.
And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, I just told you a story about when I went to the racetrack, but you know, I got a joke for you. I want to talk about a farmer that went to the county fair. Him and his wife went to the county fair, and the farmer was really excited about the airplane ride. He looked up and he saw it was an airplane ride, and he went and asked the pilot, "How much does it cost to ride on your airplane?" And the pilot told him, "It's $10 a person." And the farmer said, "Wow, that's a lot of money. I don't know if that's worth the ride." And the pilot said, "Well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride on my airplane without making any noise, then when at the end of the ride, you don't owe me nothing. The ride is free. It's on the house. But if you make a noise while you're riding on my plane, then you got to pay. And it's $10 a person for you and your wife." So the farmer said, "Okay, that sounds good." And they got on the plane and they rode and they rode. And at the end of the ride, the pilot went to him and said, "Man, you guys were really quiet. I wouldn't have believed that you were on the plane, except I put you on the plane myself. So I know you were on the plane, but you didn't make any noise at all." And the farmer said, "Yeah, that's true. And it was really hard not making no noise, especially when my wife fell out." His wife fell out the plane, and he didn't holler and say anything. He waited till the end of the ride and then got his wife up, and but he rode for free, so that's what his intention was. So it was a good ride. Yep, that was a joke from G Money, the Pimp Comic. That's one of his favorite jokes that he's laying on people here in Las Vegas. So I took the advantage of telling the joke for him this time around. All right, well, it's the end of my radio show for Monday, and we'll be back on the air on Tuesday and on Thursday and on Friday. And we will be talking about solving the homeless situation on Friday when we do our Friday show. So anybody that's working with the homeless, make sure you call us on Friday so we can talk about what you're doing on the air. It will be a good day on Friday to talk about the situation, how we're helping homeless people in Las Vegas. So that's all I got to say. It's Monday. Have a good week, everybody. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and I'll have another story for you tomorrow. But it's a great day in the neighborhood in Las Vegas. It's all good. All right. Well, thank you, DJ Papa D. You did a good job with the music and the comedy shorts, as always. You always do a good job with my story. And if people call the website storytimewithgmoney.com, they can actually buy some of my comedy albums and get the stories that they can hear the whole thing in its entirety. So you right now, you're just hearing shorts on the radio show. But if you listen to the stories in its entirety, boy, you can get a good laugh. And you can really get a chuckle with your family members, as we do every day in the house, as we review the story as I tell them to you, day after day after day. So until tomorrow, I say good evening and good night to DJ Papa D and to DJ Big Nasty. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. I'm out of here. Good night. Bye-bye. So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.